弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
很感谢主的恩典，我们又能够在主的面前一起来领受他的话。
And with God's mercy that we can share God's word again。
刚才我们读的这一段经文记载在圣经的是犹大书。
The passage we just read is in the book of Jude。
那我通常在我个人的经验来讲说，我以前出信主的时候，这个犹大书常常是被我所忽略掉的。
When I was the first beginner in believer, this book was always ignored by me.
它有几个原因，第一个，这本书实在太短了，只有一章，而且是在就在启示录的前面。
For a few reasons, first is this is a very short book and it's right before the book of Revelation.
所以当很容易我们就把它略过去了。
So it's easily to bypass this book.
那第二个，我对于这个犹大这个作者呢，看到这个犹大就觉得好像是那个卖耶稣的那个犹大。
So the second misunderstanding is when I see this name Jude, is that the same person who betrayed Jesus?
其实后来，当我们在主的面前越来越追求的时候，终于知道这个犹大是耶稣肉身的兄弟。
As we understand and pursue understanding the Bible more, we understand that Jude is actually another brother of Jesus.
耶稣的肉身的兄弟有两个，一个叫做雅各，一个叫做犹大。他们在耶稣传道的时候，他们开始还不相信他。
Jesus has two biological brothers. One is Jacob and one is Jude. And in the beginning, when Jesus spreading the gospel, they were not the believers.
但是等到他们在耶稣被钉死复活以后，他们开始的重新思想他们这个兄弟曾经所说的话，所做的事。
But after Jesus was crucified, these two brothers start thinking about what Jesus has said and what he has done.
后来雅各跟犹大都成为主所使用的仆人，而且在圣经里面都圣灵感动他们，各自都写下了雅各书跟犹大书。
And later on, these two brothers become the utensils that Jesus used, and they each wrote a different book.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天来看这个犹大书的这一段的时候，我们可以来思想他为什么要写这一封信。
So as we are reading this passage, we should meditate why he wrote this.
刚刚我们读了几节经文，我们或许会注意到他一开始的时候，他是警告当时的弟兄姊妹，在这个末世的时候有许多很不好的光景出现。
So if we read this book in the beginning, he is warning the brothers and sisters at this end age, there are some absurd situation.
不但道德败坏，而且在真理上面有许多的谬误。
The morality decrease and also misunderstanding of truth.
犹大曾经在犹大书里面前面提到了，说用了好多个例子，比如说旧约时代的巴兰，那些先知他们是怎么样背离了主的道。
So he also mentioned in the beginning of the book how the previous prophets in the Old Testament become corrupted, such as Balaam.
他也提到了以色列的百姓怎么样子背叛神。
And he also mentioned how the Israelite people betrayed God.
甚至追溯到当时的天使是怎么堕落的。
And even mention about how the angels fallen.
所以在这样的一个人的肉体跟属灵的光景都不对的一直下来的时候，犹大给弟兄们提出了这样的一个劝勉。
So in such a bad situation, corrupted situation for the human flesh and also spiritually, Jude wrote this book.
他这里提到了四方面。
He wrote about four aspects.
他首先说到要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
First is to build yourself up in your most holy faith.
那就是圣经，就是在当时就是神的话。
So the Bible is God's word at that time.
我们只能够在这个世界上能够维持我们的信仰，能够走在合神心意的道路上，我们必须有神的话来引导我们。
As we can walk with God and on His path, we need God's word to follow, to guide us.
除了这个以外，他接着说还要在圣灵里祷告。
And also we need the Holy Spirit We're praying in Holy Spirit.
神的话是神摆在我们的面前，神在历史上已经很清楚地说到。
Through the history, God has given His word clearly in front of us.
但是什么样让这个神的话能够活现在我们的里面，引导我们的道路呢？那就必须靠圣灵。
But how do we turn this word into our living word? It depends on the Holy Spirit.
在今天的这个世代里面，我们想对神的话跟圣灵，要不然就是忽视，要不然就是错解。
Nowadays, we understand the Holy Spirit, either we ignore it or misunderstand him.
这个情况从犹大那个时代一直到今天都没有改变。
From the time of Jude till now, it did not change.
而且甚至有越来越混乱的情况。
And it also appears to be more and more difficult.
所以犹大他说到这两件事情是一个基础。
So Jude mentioned these two things as the foundation.
然后我们才能够保守自己藏在神的爱中。
Then afterward, then we can keep ourselves in God's love.
因为在我们这么混乱的光景里面，我们若是从圣经里面知道神创造我们是为了爱我们，在我们身上有一个很大的旨意。
Because in this chaos situation, if we don't know that God created us because of His love,
而且在我们很多的挫折、失败、错误里面，我们知道圣灵一直不断地为我们祷告。
And if we don't know that in our difficulties, in our failure, that the Holy Spirit keep on praying for us,
我们对自己也不会失望。
And we will not be disappointed to ourselves.
我们对别人也能够有宽容的心。
Then we will also have this forgiving heart.
因此我们必须保守自己藏在神的爱里面。
And therefore we have to keep ourselves in God's love all the time.
并且要仰望我们的救主耶稣基督。
And look upon to the Savior, our Jesus Christ.
他怜悯我们，带领我们走这条天路。
He has mercy and He guides us to walk this heavenly way.
一直到永生。
To the eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天就先来讲第一方面，在真道上造就自己。
So let's look at the first aspect, how to build yourself up in the holy, in the most holy faith.
当我们发现说我们个人如果没有神的话语的引导的时候，
So if we see that we are not under the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
我们就不容易明白神的心意。
Then we will not be able to understand God's will.
个人如此，家庭也是一样。
Individually and also as a family unit.
我不知道弟兄姊妹家里面你们有孩子的时候，你们怎么教导他的？
I don't know how you teach your children at home.
许多年轻的父母，当他们有了孩子要上学的时候，要考学校的时候，他们的价值观到底是什么？
A lot of young parents, when they have children starting to go into school, what is their value standard?
我们是受这个社会的思潮的影响，我们不要让我们的孩子输在起跑线上吗？
Are we affected by the social standard that we don't want our children to lose at the starting point?
我们教导孩子是靠着那些虎爸虎妈的手册吗？
Are we using a very strong hand control over our children?
所以当我们不但在我们个人，我们的家庭，甚至在我们在这个社会学校的时候，
So not only in society, but also family and school.
当你的孩子在学校里面学了进化论，他们看到了一些对于同性或者异性的这些教导的时候，
When
你是怎么样来面对他们的挑战？
How are we facing the education that our children are accepting in school, such as the evolution and the homosexual?
我们自己对于神的真道有怎么样的了解？
What is our understanding to God's truth?
再扩大一点来说，当我们人际关系中间出了问题，
In a bigger view, if we have interperson problem,
甚至我们教会里面也有一些争争吵吵的情况的时候，
Or even argument in church,
我们怎么来解决？
How do we resolve these?
我们怎么来看这些事情？
How do we face these problems?
如果我们对于神的至圣的真道没有了解的话，
If we don't understand this holy will of God.
我们任凭我们自己的血气来行事，那么就算是教会，也会成为一个很悲哀的光景。
And we act upon our own flesh, then the church will also enter into a corrupted situation.
那更不要谈这个社会跟国家了。
So not to say about society and a country.
我们都知道这个国家是曾经说是以神的话立国的国家。
We knew that this country was established under God's word before.
在所有的不管是总统是一些政治人物或者什么他们宣誓就职的时候首要按在圣经上。
No matter the president or the officials, they have to put their hand on Bible to swear.
但是曾几何时，这些只变成了一个形式。
But later on, these become only a ritual.
所以求神恩待我们。今天我们只讲第一讲。我希望弟兄姊妹们，我们能够有一个警醒，而且能够实际的从今天起，我们就有一个计划，怎么样愿意在神的真道上来造就自己。
So let's hope today is the beginning that we are going to talk about how to build ourselves up in the Holy Spirit.
当然我知道我们这边信主都很久了，包括我自己也信主很久了。可是当我们在神的话语里面的时候，求神给我们一个谦卑的心，我们都是重新再来学习。
We know we are a long Christian, including myself, but let's hope that we have a fresh start on how to learn God's word.
什么叫做至圣的真道呢？
What is the most holy faith?
你看这个英文讲说，这个 keep yourself in the most holy faith.
So in the English, keep yourself up in your most holy faith.
就是要把你自己保守在一个最与神 the most holy, 这讲的是跟神有关的话语。
So it's to keep yourself in the word that is so much close to God.
这个真道是不但讲的是一个神的教导，而且是讲到的一个真理，一个信心。
So faith is related to the truth and if belief.
当我们深深的相信真理的时候，我们里面会有信心的行动。
So when we truly believe in this truth, our heart will act out.
所以保罗告诉我们说，信道。是从听到来的。
So Paul told us that faith comes from hearing the message.
听到是从基督的话来的。
And the message is heard through the word of Christ.
所以神的话是真理。
So God's word is the truth.
当我们从心里面去遵行的时候，我们里面就产生信心。
When we follow it from the bottom of our heart, we build up the faith.
所以求神真的让我们知道怎么样来在我们真道上面来造就自己。
So may the Lord help us to build our faith.
为什么我们要这样做呢？
And why should we do this?
一方面我们说神的话是我们脚前路上的光，是我们脚前的灯。
At one point we say God's word is the light for our feet and the lamp for our way.
他要引导我们，而且使我们得到丰盛的生命。
He wants to guide us to give us an abundant life.
我们活在这个社会上，活在这个世界里面，常常受很多的污染。
So we are so much corrupted in this society and in this world.
我们也常常灰心失望。
And we always failed and disappointed.
当我们来读神的话，我们知道神的心意是怎么样的，看重我们，在我们身上有何等崇高的一个旨意。
As we read God's word, we see that how much high hope God has on us.
我们的灵里面向着神就活起来。
And so our spirit revive.
而且我们的信心就会得以建立。
And our faith is built up.
进一步的，我们就成为神圣洁的器皿。
And it becomes, and then we become a holy utensil for him.
我们可以被神所用。
That we can be used.
那么，保罗也在以弗所书里面告诉我们说，我们如果听过他的道。
And in the book of Ephesians, he also said, if we had heard of him,
我们学了神的话语，我们就要脱去我们这个旧人，使我们的心智改变一新。
That after we learn his truth, that our old self is gone and we put off our old self.
所以这个是我们刚刚说过了，若是我们没有神的这个话语来引导的时候，我们个人的生活会出问题。
So if we are not guided by the Holy Spirit, our life will be in chaos.
我们没有照着神的圣经的手册来过日子的时候，我们家庭也会出问题。
If we are not following the rules in the Bible, our family will be in chaos.
而且我们不知道怎么样来面对这个社会，这个国家所发生的事。
And then we will not know what to do about what is happening in this country.
那我们要怎么样的来学习神的话语呢？
So then how should we learn God's word?
首先我们要有次序的一步步的按部就班的来学习。
First, there is a sequence that we have to follow step by step.
当我们家里面在教养孩子的时候，我们知道孩子都要先，就算他学一个文字，他要先学字母。
And as we know, the children has to start learning from alphabet.
我看到我的小孙女他们学的时候，就 A B C D 这样拼拼的，从那个最简单的、基本的学起了以后，他们就能够慢慢的造出句子来。
I look at my granddaughter starting to learn the alphabet A B C D, and then afterward she can start putting words together.
你学数学也必须先学加减乘除。
And if you've learned math, you have to start from plus minus multiplication and division.
你从来不会听过一个人他不知道加减乘除，他就会学微积分的。
You never heard of a children who never learned plus minus the basic and then start doing algebra.
所以我们要按部就班的从基本的功夫打起。
So we have to do step by step and build up the foundation.
有一次有两个人，他们在耶稣被钉死以后，他们在路上行走。
There is this two person who were walking after Jesus was crucified.
他们非常的迷惑，因为他们曾经听过耶稣讲道，看过他行过神迹。
They were totally at pause because they heard Jesus talk and they saw miracles that Jesus did.
他们相信耶稣就是那个弥赛亚。
And they believe Jesus is the Messiah.
可是当他们后来发现耶稣被钉死了的时候，他们的信心跌到谷底。
But once they heard Jesus was crucified, their faith, they lost their faith.
而且他们又听说耶稣复活了。
And then later on, they heard Jesus was resurrected.
他们的心里面真的是在那里坐云霄飞车啊，他们不知道怎么来面对这个光景。
Their heart was up and down, they don't know what to do.
所以他们在路上谈论的时候，他们又是灰心，又是失望，又是迷惑。
So with disappointment, with doubt, they were talking when they were walking.
结果耶稣就靠近他们，跟着他们行走。
And Jesus got close to them and walked with them.
而且当耶稣问他们为什么这样子的，有这样的心情的时候，他们就把刚刚他们心里面的迷惑跟耶稣讲了。
Jesus asked them, what are you discussing? Why are you so worried? And they told Jesus.
耶稣告诉他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
But Jesus told them, how foolish you are and how slow of your heart to believe all that prophet has spoken. And Jesus sighed.
耶稣这个叹息以后呢，他就说，圣经告诉我们，他从摩西和众先知起，凡经上指着自己的话都给他们讲解明白了。
After Jesus sighed, Jesus told them, and Jesus started to teach them, beginning with Moses and all the prophets. He explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
换句话说，耶稣是按照旧约的顺序，摩西的五经，要跟他们重新的讲起。
So therefore, Jesus started talking about himself, starting from the book of Moses.
所以当我们来学习神的话的时候，我们必须按照次序，而且有顺序，一卷不漏的，每一个地方都能够读过。
And therefore, as we study Jesus, we have to start from each book from the beginning and not missing any book.
还不止我们要按照次序来读，而且我们要全面的来读。
not only to follow the order to read, but also read the whole holistically.
使徒行传里面记载了有一个人，他很想传福音。
In the book of Acts, it mentioned a person who wanted to spread gospel very much.
可是他并不完全明白这个耶稣的救恩的道理。
But he did not understand totally about the salvation of Jesus.
圣经说他单晓得施洗约翰的那些道理。
And the Bible said that he only understand the teaching from Baptist John.
所以有一对夫妇叫做百基拉夫妇，他们就来帮助这个亚波罗，他们能够引证那个旧约新约，能够来告，那个时候没有新约，引证旧约和耶稣所做的事情，来证明耶稣就是基督。
And therefore, with this couple of Priscilla, they were helping Apollos to understand from the Old Testament.
所以我们看到，当我们说我们来学习真道的时候，我们要有次序的，而且要全面的，不要以偏概全的来读。
So as we are learning the faith, the truth, we have to learn it book by book in sequence and also holistically.
我想我们都有经过这个过程。我以前旧约，我甚至信主好多年以后，有旧约好多什么弥迦书啊，这个哈巴谷书啊，这些我都不读的。
After I was a Christian, there was a long time that I did not read a few books in the Old Testament.
所以我们有的认识就不够。完全。
And therefore, my understanding of the Bible is not complete.
所以求神恩待我们，当我们知道要在神的至圣的真道上造就自己的时候，我们要再有耐心的、全面的、有次序的来学习神的话。
So may the Lord have mercy on us that we have patience to read every single book in sequence.
那么要全面的读神的话的时候，在英文里面。有一个很简单的字让我们抓到它的要门。
And there is this word in the Bible that can help us.
它用的一个简写的字叫做 MVP.
And in short form, MVP.
我想这一个字在英文的里面用的很多，讲到一个人很了不起，我们可能叫它叫 MVP.
So in English, we look at MVP as someone important.
可是当有人用这个字来抓到几个重点，告诉我们读圣经的要诀的时候，我觉得也是非常的好。
But we can use these short form to be the trick of us studying the Bible.
它代表什么呢
？What does it stand for？
这个 M 代表着是 memorize， 是记忆，记住神的话。
Memorize to remember God's word。
V 是代表 visualize， 就是说你在读的时候，你好像看到一个图画。
Visualize that you can visualize what is being read。
而且 personalize 是讲到你读的时候，把自己都要摆到那个圣经里头。
Personalize means to put yourself into the Bible。
就比如说吧，刚刚我们读的这个犹大书的，我们读了几节经文。
For example, the verses we just read in the book of Jude.
我不再把它看作那个只是个历史上这个犹大跟着当时的人讲的话，而是今天我就在这个陷阱里面。
I'm not looking at it as the old time when Jude was talking to those people, but I'm putting myself into it.
今天我活的这个世代就跟犹大写犹大书的时候那个世代没有两样，而且更可怕。
The time that I'm living in now has no difference with the time that when Jude was writing this book.
所以圣经告诉我说，我必须要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
And therefore, Bible told me that I have to build myself up in the most holy faith.
我必须在圣灵里面祷告。
And I must pray in the Holy Spirit.
我在许多环境里面，我灰心失望，对着自己也很痛恨的时候，我要在主的爱中要保守自己。
When I am disappointed and hurt in a lot of circumstances, I have to seek God for His love.
所以你看这个 MVP 表示说，我要把神的话记住，我要把神的话看到神的话， 他的一个图画，全面的图画，而且我要看到我自己在神的话里面的角色。
So MVP, that we have to remember God's word, we have to visualize God's meaning, and we have to put ourselves into what we read.
这个是我们看到读经的人他们给我们很简单的一个要诀。
This is a simple trick for us.
可是后来我又听到有一个人他讲了另外一个方式去体会。
So I also heard another trick from another person.
他用的那个字呢叫做 buffet.
And he used buffet.
Buffet 知道是什么东西吧？
Do you know what is buffet?
诶，这个投影片按了没反应啊。Buffet 就是我们想我们这都每个人都去吃过这个 buffet。
So you had gone to a buffet restaurant before?
我昨天我参加了我们教会的一个为了要筹备今年暑假的一个 VBS 的一个聚会。
I joined a meeting for a VBS for the summer program in our church.
哇，这些来参加的父母啊、老师啊，他们每一家就带了一道菜来。
So each family brought an entree.
你知道教会经过这个疫情这么多年，也没有小组聚会，等的都很少聚餐。昨天一下子出现的时候。那个你看那个桌子都摆不下。
So during pandemic, we did not have a gathering, we did not have small group gathering, but yesterday, the whole table is full of entries.
那你怎么去，你那么盘子给你的就那么大，你怎么去吃这些东西啊？
So your plate is very limited with one plate.
所以就跟吃buffet一样，你先看一下，看过去，知道有什么东西。
So it's like going to a buffet restaurant. You first look at what are available.
然后呢，我就看准目标。我第一盘我要吃蹄膀，要吃海鲜，怎么我要选好。
So then you decided, hey, my first plate, I want to try the seafood.
然后呢，我就想到，等到吃完还有空位的话，我要来精选几样。我发现有几样可以摆在后面来吃的。
And then later on, if I still have my stomach's place, I'm going to pick a few more.
所以他用的是 buffet 式的读经什么？他说先走一遍速读。
So the buffet style of reading Bible is first to quickly read.
然后再选着几个相关的书信，我们一起，比如说耶稣生平，我们把马太、马可、路加福音把它摆在一起读。
And then selectively reading, such as the four Gospels.
然后再精读，就是我们读进去。今天我们不求快，就像我今天讲到所选的这几节经文一样，我们就把它深刻的了解。
And then later on, the deep detailed reading, such as the passage I picked today, that we deeply read into it.
那当然，我们自己读还不够。
So of course, you individually reading is not sufficient.
今天我们这个资讯的时代，我们可以有各种的资源。
And nowadays, with so many resources available,
我相信网上也有很多的注解书。
I'm sure there are a lot of commentary available online.
我们自己的时间也要好好的分配，到底你上班的人，你早上有多少的时间可以用，或者晚上，或者中午。怎么样？我们要善用时间。
And we have to diligently allocate our time in the morning or in the noontime.
当你开车的时候，你不可能在读，那么你是不是可以用听的方式
？If you are driving, you are not able to read, but are you able to listen?
所以我们看到你要全面的来认识神的话语的时候，你不但要有这个方法，而且要有这个计划。
So not only when you want to thoroughly read God's word, you need the method and also planning.
那么我们个人，我们来说个人的灵修这方面的时候，就灵修就是怎么来学习安静在神的面前。
Individual devotion, the time that you quietly set before the Lord.
我们都是从最基本的来讲，我们可以从15分钟，你如果从来没有过，或者你想重新开始的话，你知道你的时间的运用，你可以从短的一下子，不要说我今天早上我就要花一个钟头，你如果没有从 基本的学习，你可能一下子一个钟头没弄两天，你就弄不下去了。
If you never try this before, start for a very short period of time, 15 minutes. If you never try it before, don't try an hour, because you would not last long.
你从慢慢的来增加。
Gradually, you increase the time.
从你个人的安静，慢慢的到参加一些主日学呀，一些团契的读经分享。
Starting from individual devotion time, and then into the Bible study as a group.
在我个人的学习还有圣经里面的理解的时候，我觉得就这里讲到的说，我能够在清晨听到神慈爱之言，我的心来仰望神是最好的一段时间。
Just like this verse in the book of Psalm, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you.
因为早上我们起来的时候，梳洗完毕以后，我们的心是最安静的时候，你应该很合适，你安静在主的面前读他的话，向他祷告。
So morning time should be the most quiet time for you to get close to God and read His word.
而且不只是这样的一个读经祷告，而且我们要有一个听从的心智。
And not only the devotion time, but we also have to follow.
箴言里面告诉我们说，听从我，日日在我门口仰望，在我门框旁边的等候的那人，变为有福。
In book of Proverbs, blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway.
所以清晨仰望神，不只是你来吸收他的话，你把自己的这一天交在他手里。
So in the morning to get close to God, not just to put it to himself, to get close to him, but also put yourself to him totally.
而且我们向神求他向我们今天来显示他的心意。
And we also ask Lord to show his will to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我相信我们每一个人生活里面不同的环境，你都有不同的困难。
I'm sure every brothers and sisters have your own difficulties in your living.
而且在我们自己这么繁忙的压力工作底下
，and under the great pressure of work，
我们常常有时候就迷失了自己，就不知道怎么做。
And then we are lost. We don't know what to do.
我还不只是讲的说上班的弟兄姊妹。
Not only to the brothers and sisters who go to work.
我相信很多的在家庭主妇，他们在教养孩子，或者在处理一些事情的时候，也会常常感到非常的挫折。
Also to housewife who try to bring up children or dealing with home events, they also feel failure.
我们怎么样重新把我们的生命跟我们的生活在神的话语中来定位？
And then how do we put ourselves related to God and set in God's word?
我听到一个生命改变的见证。
I heard this story of a life change.
这位弟兄他曾经也是像我们都是一样来到这个国家，我们读完了书，我们开始找事情做事的时候。
This brother was just like us, came to this country, finished schooling and find a job.
当我们开始工作的时候，我们环境不熟，语言不熟，我们都非常的紧张。
As we start working, the society is, the culture is different, the language is different. We start very nervous.
所以这一位弟兄呢，他是在一个学校里面做研究的。
And this brother was doing studying in school.
他日夜周末都在待在研究室里，然后却苦无结果。
He is doing research in the lab day and night, a whole week, 7 days a week.
那怎么办呢？他只好日夜的就不回家了，晚餐也带个东西在研究室里吃，或者甚至根本不吃了。那回家根本，你因为整个心里面被工作的压力所灌满的话，他们夫妻中间的交流也就没有了。
He was so much into the research that he stayed in his lab, eat his dinner, and sometimes even skipped the dinner. By the time he got home, the relationship with the wife is totally disrupted.
那跟孩子更是家庭里面搞得很紧张，孩子要稍微 一惹到他，那就家里面就有这个很不愉快的情况出现。
And also having very unhappy relationship with his children.
那这个光景持续了很久。
This lasted a long time.
他觉得实在是非常的痛苦。
And he felt very defeated.
紧张。
And nervous.
那感谢主的就是他仍然在教会里面能够愿意学习圣经，参加聚会。
And thanks the Lord that he continued willing to seek God's word.
有一次他在听到的时候，他听到讲员讲的约翰福音第十五章葡萄树跟枝子的比喻。
One time he heard about this story about the vine and the branches.
他说到这个枝子必须连于葡萄树上才能够结果子。
And he mentioned about this branch has to be connected to the vine to bear fruit.
如果这个枝子跟葡萄树主干脱离的话，它迟早要枯干的。
If the branch is away from the vine, it's going to wither.
他突然从这一段经文里面，他联系到他当时的光景。
And with these verses, it connected to his current life.
他说：“是啊，我是枝子，耶稣是葡萄树。”
And he realized that he is the branch, and Jesus is the vine.
可是我自己一直在这么多的难处里面，我靠着自己的方法，我想要结果子，那是不可能的。
But through all the difficulties, he is depending on himself and using his own method to bear fruit, and it's impossible.
于是从那一天起，他就立志，他就说我早晨每天要来仰望神的话，要读经祷告。
And therefore he set his mind that in every morning he has to look upon Jesus and read Bible and pray.
你注意哦，他不是早上跪在那里求神，整个时间在那里求神保守他今天把他的 project 做出来。
He did not pray in the morning to ask God to help him finish his project.
他每天知道说他必须先把自己归正归位了，求神的爱来充满他。
He knew that he has to restore himself every morning and let God's love to fill him first.
求神让我有信心，能够相信神不会把难担的重担放在我的身上。
Ask God to give him faith to believe that God is not going to give him a yoke heavier than what he can bear.
感恩是神今天凭我自己不可能找到这个工作。
And thank the Lord for giving him this work.
今天你既然给了我这么多的恩典，那么我相信，我依靠你，仰望你，你一定会带领我。
Because you gave me so much mercy and grace, and so I depend on you that you are going to continue to guide me.
所以他经过这样的天天早晨来仰望主，而且天天晚上也是把重担交托给主的时候，他的生活慢慢的恢复了正常。
Through this practice of looking upon Jesus and read Bible and prayer day and night, his life changed.
结果很稀奇的是，在他的见证分享里面，他说过了一年半年以后，他的研究工作开始有突破。
After half a year to one year, his research has a breakthrough.
你知道耶稣他说神告诉我们说哪有父亲会把石头 给你儿子呢，你没有求的他把更好的都会给你。
Which father is going to give a heavy burden to his children? Father will only give the good things to the children.
所以他从那个时候开始 他发现神的话是这么的真实。
After he realized that, he realized how true God's word is.
他一步步的扩充他自己。
And he extended himself.
他不但个人的灵修，个人的属灵的祷告有改变。
Not only his spiritual devotion and Bible study has changed.
而且他把他的服事也更大的扩展。
He also expanded his service.
他是在学校教书的。
He was teaching in school.
在学校带研究生的。
And he was guiding the PhD student.
他就把这些学生需要组织起来，需要读经，他都进一步的来教导这些学生。
He gathered the students to do Bible study in order to guide them further.
而且把这些学生也带到教会里面。
And he guided the student to church too.
他更积极地参与教会里面所有的事工。
And he proactively joined more services in church.
结果几年以后，
A few years later,
他的论文，他的研究的成果就一篇一篇的出来。
His thesis and his studies were published one by one.
当我差不多七八年前，我听到他在一个聚会里面讲到他见证的时候，
About 7 years ago, when I was hearing his testimony,
他那个时候已经在这个商学院里面已经不但是做系主任，而且做到了商学院的院长。
Not only he promoted, he is already the dean of a department.
还不止他学术上面的研究。
Not only his research.
而且他参加一个校园事工传福音的机构里面，他有非常大的多方面的服事。
But he also serves in this school missionary.
他在校园里面有服事。
He serves in this school.
他写了许多怎么样查经、怎么样的代职侍奉的这一方面的文章，来帮助其他的人。
He wrote articles about how to guide a Bible study and also how to do God's work while having a full-time job.
我相信，当我讲这一个人的见证的时候，在你我身上，可能我们细细的思想，我们也有多少有类似的。这样的一个经历。
When I'm giving you this testimony, it might also touch you that you had gone through this before.
我自己就想起来，我们都是一样，我们刚刚毕业在这里，你不要说毕业的读书的时候已经很紧张了，毕业找工作更是痛苦。
So just like myself, not to say during the school we were very anxious, but even after graduate it's even worse.
而且在那个时候做研究，做一些东西做不出来的时候，那个紧张的样子，我今天如果想起来，还觉得我的胃好像又回到那种光景里面。
As I was thinking in the past how I was struggling with my academic research, that I can even feel that pain.
可是当我们在回想当时是神怎么带我们过的呢？
But as we think how God has guided us through all those difficulties.
其实当我们注意神的事情的时候，神就 take care of我们的事情，这句话何等的真实啊。
So it's true that when we pay attention, fix our eyes on Jesus, he's going to take care of the rest.
当我爱慕神的话，我倚靠神的话的时候，神在我的思想意志里面，在我的价值观里面，他就一步步的带领我改变。
So when I desire God's word and I want to follow his word, he's going to change me.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
当
我们在每天生活里面，我们如果能够在神的至圣的真道上造就自己的时候，神就负我们下面的责任。
As we are walking our way according to God's will, then He is going to be responsible for us.
但是除了这个以外，我们不信，不只在理性上，我们还注意在基督徒的生活里面，我们除了要有个人的灵修，而且我们有属灵的同伴。
So not only individually with the devotion, we also need spiritual companion.
我们还要认识耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
We also have to have this knowledge of Christ and put up the cross with him.
我们要知道我们的生活不都是一帆风顺。
We have to know that our life is not always smooth.
我们的人际关系也不是都是完美无缺。
Our interrelationship with other people will not be always perfect.
甚至我们在教会里面也可能跟同工彼此受伤害。
The relationship with the co-worker, we might hurt each other.
所以我们在至圣的真道上造就自己，要成为我们生命改变的动力。
So this holy faith has to become the motivation for us.
使我们真实的来经历它。
So that we can experience him.
保罗告诉我们说，他的祷告是求神使我们真知道他。
Paul told us that his prayer is to have God to know, so that we know God more.
他说，求我们主耶稣基督的灵，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们，使我们真知道他。
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, 17, that I keep asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better.
当我们来认识神的时候，我们不是只肤浅的从一些字面上知道，哦，他行了神迹啊，他能，他说将来要怎么样，我们真知道他的意思，就是我真的，他跟我的生命里面有发生的关系。
When we say we know Jesus Christ, it's not just to know that what he has done and what has happened, but what these things actually related to me.
而且开他照明我们心中的眼睛，使我们真正的能够经历他。
And he enlightened our eyes so that we can experience him.
使我们知道他的恩召是有何等的指望。
So that we know his calling has hope.
我们要知道他的恩典，他的来呼召我们回到救赎我们的时候，在永恒里面我们是何等的尊贵。
And we have to know how precious we are in his salvation hope.
当我们从神的话语里面得到这个永恒的眼光的时候，
When we have this eternal eyesight,
我们在生活形式里面，我们就不去抓那个世界上的所谓保罗说的粪土。
Then our life is not going to grab on what Paul said as the garbage in earth.
我们跟人之间的那些计较就放手了。
And the relationship with other people, we are going to let go as well.
而且不但是让我们的眼光能够向上。
And not only to call our eyesight to look upon higher.
而且让我们看到他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
But also see the riches of his glorious inheritance.
我们向上看到神的旨意。
As we look up, we see the will of God.
我们向旁边也看到神的爱。
And we look around, we see the love of God.
并且知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And knowing how great the power he showed to us.
所以当我们在神的真道上面造就自己的时候，
So when we are building ourselves up in this Holy Spirit,
我们有向上的眼光，
We have this eyesight looking up.
我们有向旁边的眼光，
We have the eyesight seeing the surrounding.
而且我们向前面，我们的前途我们也能够交托给神。
And we also look forward and put this in God's hand.
我们对着过去我们的错误，我们就不永远停在那个懊悔的里头。
And we would not stay in our regretful past.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等对我们来讲，这是一个福音呢？
Such a blessing to us.
我们很多时候就是为着我们的错误，我们自己都放不过自己。
A lot of time we do not forgive ourselves for our mistake.
但是当我们从神的话语里面，我们知道说万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处的时候，我们就不停留在过去的失败里。
But when we understand God's word that everything worked together for the goodness of the saints, then we would not stay in the past.
我们个人的生命的历程是这样。
Our personal experience is like this.
我们教会的光景也是这样。
And our church condition should be like this too.
你以为教会就是都是没有不会发生事情吗？
You think church is always perfect?
我到过不少的教会，弟兄姊妹。
I have went to so many church.
你现在要我想一想哪个教会没有事情，我倒是真的想不出来。
If you want me to think about which church is perfect and no problem, I couldn't think of any.
只是事情大小的而已。
It's only a matter of the big event or small event.
有没有爆出来？有没有弄得很难看的光景而已。
Is it a big problem that exploded or not?
弟兄姊妹，但是我们不要灰心啊。
But do not give up.
只要我们有错，我们跟神祷告了，神就赦免我们一切的罪。
If we do wrong, we pray for forgiveness from God.
我们慢慢让这个时间，让我们彼此都能够安静下来的时候，可以尽力的去和好。
With time, God will help us to reconcile.
我在中间，我不是因着某一些事情情况我才讲这个话。我相信我在弟兄姊妹中间服侍也好多年了。
I did not say this because of something happened. I know that you know I have served this church for many years.
我自己不管从以前三十年前我自己还没有做传道人的时候，在教会里面负责一些事情的时候，就已经有了很多痛苦的争执的经验。
Even 30 years ago, before I became a preacher, I had all these painful experiences.
一直到后来，我做了传道人在教会里面，以为教会就这么样子太好了，没事了。结果后面也让我发生的事情。
And then starting to become a preacher, I thought the church would become perfect and there's nothing will happen, but something actually happened.
但是弟兄姊妹，神的旨意不是停在这里啊。
Brothers and sisters, you have to know that God's will do not stop here.
所以你必须在神的至圣的真道上，你看到你自己的错误，你看到神的用意，我们就可以往前走。
So you have to know the holy path of God, and seeing our own mistakes, seeing our wrong, then we can move forward.
求神恩待我们。
May Lord have mercy on us.
当我们知道基督徒他没有读圣经的时候。
We know a Christian does not read Bible.
他不认识真理。
They do not know the truth.
他不祷告，他的人生价值观受世界世俗的影响。
Not praying.And the outlook of life is affected by the world.
他对死亡也充满了恐惧。
And is full of anxious.
当一个人他没有在神这么的圣经里面来看到神造我的心意，还有我将来我要怎么相处，怎么过日子，我永恒里往哪里去？
If you don't see God's will, that why He created you and where you are going.
我们就活在彷徨、无助、迷惑、痛苦的当中。
Then we are going to live in anxiety, worry, and pain.
但是当我们知道神是爱我，他为我舍己，他造我有一个永恒的旨意的时候，我们就能够挺起胸来往前走。
But when we know that God loved us, He died for us, then we can stand up and be firm.
所以在至圣的真道上认识。神对我的心意是何等的重要。
So it's important to understand God's will in this holy way.
那同时呢，我们看到我们人际关系、教会的情况，我们也要相信神在至圣的真道上有出路给我们。
And we also have to see that in church relationship, interperson in relationship, God has a way out for us.
你看我们人际关系里面常常有很多很明显的错误，我们都是没有应用圣经的真理。
There are so many mistakes that we made in between peoples, and because we did not apply the Bible.
我们如果能够先真的在神的话语上面能够有全面的认识。
If we have thorough understanding of God's word first.
而且我们能够在圣灵里面祷告。
And then we pray in the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做在圣灵里面祷告？
What is the meaning of praying in Holy Spirit?
求神给我们机会，我可能是八月份吧，还是怎么，还有一次机会来跟弟兄姊妹相交的时候。
I believe around August, I will come back.
我们把这两把宝剑啊，能够摆在一起，那个时候再看怎么样，在圣灵里面的祷告，把神的真道能够来引导我们前面的道路。
I'm going to share with you about praying in Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit can guide us.
所以我今天的信息，我想我就准备停在这里。
So I'm going to stop my sharing today.
但是我也给弟兄姊妹一点反思的两个题目。
So let me give you a reflection on two topics.
如果你到现在还没有一个有次序的、全面的学习神的话语的话，那么你要慎重的考虑。
So if you still don't have a sequence study of God's word, you have to consider again.
我相信教会里面有很多，像刚刚我看到你们的有主日学，都是有次序的、全面的要见到弟兄姊妹。
The announcement that I saw, the Sunday school Bible study, they are all sequentially studying God's word.
而且有属灵的同伴的团契。
And also have the spiritual companion.
求神恩待我们，让我们在个人的追求还有同伴的追求上面，我们能够讨神的喜悦。
May the Lord be pleased through our individually and spiritual companions gathering.
以至于我们在这些我们个人的失败、我们个人的前途、我们个人的家庭里面，我们都能够来依靠主得胜。
So that we can start depending on God because of our failure in family and work.
请我们低头祷告。
And let's have prayer.
主，我们感谢你的恩典，你把你的话语赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you for your grace that you give your word to us.
而且你要借着我们全面认识你的话语的时候，能够增强我们的信心。
And as we know your word thoroughly, our faith increase.
也不再停留在自己的无助、自己的自毁、自恨或者相互指责的光景里面。
Then we will not stay in the situation that we feel helpless, hopeless.
因为你说万事互相效力。叫爱神的人得益处。
Because you say everything work together for the person who love the Lord.
你来坚固我们的心，让我们真实的、真正的、更多的爱你。
You strengthen our hearts so that we truly love you more.
用你的话语来引导我们前面的道路。
And guide us the way forward with your word.
用你的话语来光照我们里面的光景。
And enlighten our inner person with your word.
所以我们真的能够为义、为罪、为审判，个人来责备自己。
So that we can examine ourselves with righteousness and sin.
我们仰望你在我们个人在教会里面的带领。
And we look upon you for the guidance in church.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Christ's name we pray. Amen.